Hey everybody, welcome back again to 50 Something Love. I am your host, Diane Brandon Moody, where we talk about all things love after 50. We'll be talking health, we'll be talking the dreaded menopause, we'll be talking especially about dating and relationships after 50, which brings a whole different set of challenges. Today, what I wanted to talk about, and I'm dropping in another episode that's pretty rough and raw, no musical bumpers, no sweetening. I'm just gonna get it out there as fast as I can because girls had a lot going on. But let me talk about dating. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about online dating on the apps versus dating in real life. Now, it seems like everybody of our age, they're on the apps. They hate the apps with a purple passion, and yet they don't get off the apps. The madder they get, the more they're on the apps, the more angry they are, the more they bitch about the men or they bitch about the women. He lied about his height. She lied about her weight. Her pictures are old with filters. He's married, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff going on. And yes, it's true. There's a lot of that nonsense going on. I online dated from the time it was invented all the way up to when I met my husband on Craigslist in 2018. We dated for a year and got married 365 days after meeting in person. Now, listen, I'm a fan of online dating because I think it increases your reach. We didn't really have any reason why we would meet each other. Our paths wouldn't cross any other way. And so I'm sort of a big fan of it. But I know it's tough. I know there are days it's the last thing that you want to do and you're tired of the drama. So quit. For God's sakes, don't keep doing it when you're mad. That never works out. Give yourself a break. It's addicting. It really is addicting. The programs make you think that there's always one more person. The next one is going to be somehow different than the last 58. And it's possible because 40% of relationships right now begin online. That's just how they start. So not everybody is finding trolls and witches. So I highly suggest trying it, but for God's sakes, put it down if it's making you so angry you can't see straight. I'm in a very large Facebook group. It's about 80,000 people. And literally every day there are tens, if not hundreds, of posts about how awful it was and who lied and who misrepresented themselves and who ghosted and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. So it's irritating. I get it. It happened to me. I was online for a long time. There is another option, however, and people have forgotten about this, and this is about meeting people in real life, in person. I created a document just a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned it twice on other people's posts about 50 places to meet people over 50. And within 2 days, I had 400 requests, and I sent out 400 of them via the DMs. With their consent, they asked me for it, and I sent it. And so I had a huge rush of people who signed up on my website, which, yay, that was a win, especially because they wanted it so much. It's kind of baffling to me that online dating hasn't been around that long. I think it started in the mid to late 90s. But it seems like we've completely forgotten how to interact without our phones or our computers. So, here are a few tips for you. First of all, go to my website, dianebrandonmoody.com. This document is is on the home page. You just give me your name and your email, and it'll come straight to your email. And again, 50 places to meet people over 50. This is literally a list of 50 places plus one bonus because I heard about it from somebody in the group and I thought it was genius. So, why does that work sometimes and it doesn't work? So, let me tell you, I've had so many conversations lately with people where they go, I have no idea where to go. I don't know. And I don't know how to interact with somebody if I'm there. How do I interact? Won't she find me creepy and stalkerish? Or she'll say, they don't even notice me. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? So let me give you a few tips. First of all, I'll give you some tips of places where you can meet people and what to be doing. And then secondly, I'll give you some tips at how to make it work for you. Okay. So, first of all, here are just some rapid fire ideas. Dance lessons. People, if you are not taking some kind of dance lessons, you are missing out. I personally am a big fan of ballroom dancing. It was a hobby of mine until my cranky knees screamed at me, and so I stopped it for a while. I hope to get back into it at some point. Was also kind of expensive, but I lived for ballroom dancing. It was so much fun. But it doesn't have to be ballroom. I live in Texas. There is a honky tonk open pretty much every night somewhere, and many of them give free lessons. They assume you're going to buy a beer or two, but the lessons are usually free. They usually have them on, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Sundays, some night like that. I suggest that you run around and try all kinds of dancing because you don't know which one you're going to like. Around here, there's all kinds of salsa dancing. They're usually on big public spaces, like in Fort Worth or in Dallas. Clybourne pa Park in Dallas usually has some kind of salsa dancing, and Fort Worth has them as well. So, I mean, you can do English country dancing in some places, which I've never done, but I think it might be fun. Take a look, just Google dance lessons in your town and check it out, or check on Meetup. I can also tell you that a lot of community colleges do this as, learning, extra learning, adult learning, and it's relatively inexpensive there. So if you want to spend a little less while you're learning to see if you like it, try, four lessons at a community college for 40 bucks or whatever it is they charge now, before you start going to Arthur Murray or one of those more fancy studios just to see if you like it. So you don't have to have a dance partner. I didn't most of the time I was there. Dance partner is not necessary. There are always plenty of men in the group who are happy to dance with you. Some of them are taken, not all of them are. So they're very kind and they're always very generous. Most of the wives are super generous about letting you dance with their husbands. So while you're probably not going to go after their husbands, please don't go after their husbands. You can at least have fun dancing regardless. So there's that. Sports and other activities. Get in a league, get in a bowling league, get in a softball league, get in a soccer league, do runs, do group walks. Again, Meetup is a great place to find this out. Facebook groups also have groups around where you live that are into walking, running, biking, fitness, team sports, leagues. Ladies, if you haven't learned how to golf yet, it's a great idea to golf. If you don't really want to spend the money on joining a club and doing it that way, Go to Topgolf. Usually they're thrilled to show you how. I worked for a company that was a sponsor for a golf tournament, and I always had more than enough of the guys trying to show me how to play golf. I never picked it up, but you know, hey, I tried it and I'm proud of trying it. That's an idea for you. Try stuff. You won't know until you do it whether you like it or not. So give it a try. If you go to Topgolf and you hate it, you never have to go again, but at least you've tried it. Go with an open mind. So, again, with Meetup, there are all kinds of things from Dungeons and Dragons to game night to, board game night to chess clubs to reading clubs that are around a particular book a month. Many bookstores have book clubs where you can they pick a book and you read it together and talk about it. I used to go to one at Borders, remember Borders? And that was always a lot of fun. There were books I probably wouldn't have picked myself, but I enjoyed the discussion and usually enjoyed the book. So it's not like I was going with the intention of meeting someone, but I sh sure would have been happy if I did. I was enjoying myself either way. So also, where you are already going, people never think of this. So the next time you're at Starbucks and you walk inside or whatever your favorite coffee place is, if you're standing in line, look behind you, the guy standing there, there's probably one nearby, and smile at him and ask him what he's drinking. You usually have an almond milk latte. What's he drinking? You wanted to try something new. This is a conversation starter. It's no guarantee you're going to get a date out of it. He might be married. He might be gay. He may be uninterested. He may be busy. Can't really talk right that moment. But there's no harm in trying it. Also, go to your local Lowe's or Home Depot or any garden center. It's spring, you know, go to the garden center. Ask advice. Men love to give advice. Does that sound kind of anti-feminist? I don't think so. It works. So don't fake it though. I mean, if you know what washer is the best washer or what pipe goes where, don't fake it and act like a dumb person. That's not useful. But you may not know, and they may be perfectly happy to tell you what their favorite paint is. So go there and be open and smile. So those are some of the ideas. I will also give you a little bit of hint. Ladies, men need a clear runway in order for them to approach you out in the wild, usually. That's because they don't know if they're bothering you. They don't know if you're one bit interested or not. They just know that they may be interested in you and you're standing there, but they want to know if you know you're going to bite their head off if they say anything to you or if you're going to be nice. Now, there may be a reason why you're not interested in them for whatever reason, and you don't have to go out with them if you don't want to, but you can still be nice. So the clear runway means smiling at them, looking at them in the eye, flirt. There is such a lost art of flirting out there. My gosh, flirting is so much fun, and I am the queen of it. So if you need to learn how to flirt, why don't you sign up for one of my love audits on my website? And it's free. We'll talk a little bit about your situation. I'll make sure that you leave with some great tips. I will tell you about my program, and whether you decide to work with me or not, you will have some good information for yourself. DianeBrandonMoody.com, love audit. So I'm hoping that some of these are some good tips for you. I'm hoping that they'll be useful for you. So, you'll enjoy yourself and get out in the wild and meet somebody, put the apps down if they're pissing you off. You don't need to keep on doing that. But I do encourage you. No, I don't encourage you. I dare you. I dare you to go out, take a class somewhere, join a meetup group, interact with people out there, and enjoy the heck out of your life. This is your life. You've got time. You're not too old. There are still people that are going to want to be with you. Thank you for listening. I promise I'll get fancy again with musical bumpers. And the guests will be coming soon. But thank you once again for listening and for supporting this adventure. I hope some of it's helpful. If it is, would you drop me a note, info@dianebrandonmoody.com? I would love to hear from you. So thank you, and go drink some champagne for no reason at all. Bye.